So when I was about 8, my sister and I would enjoy every Saturday morning by looking at the Monkees TV show. And if you are not up past your bedtime, you probably never heard of the Monkees. And I can't tell you why they were famous, because they were 4 crazy guys who had no musical talent, most of them. And they had madcap adventures. And somehow they could save the world when they sang. So they did a lot of chasing around of various people, and then they sang, and everything was wonderful. So one of their songs, their theme song that they used to play each time, had the line in it, "We're going to come to your town." And when I was 8, I had this moment of clarity, like one of those life moments where you just kind of remember every single thing about the event. And I was walking home from school, and I was thinking about that song, and I got that they meant they were coming to my town. And so I had planned it all to enjoy their visiting my town. So at the end of the TV show, there was a fan club. And it was my second fan letter I've ever wrote in my life. But I did write a fan letter. And I was very excited when I got my official Monkees kit, fan club kit, okay? And somehow when it's in a kit, you kind of, it's the coolest thing because you have the whole kit. Everything is complete. It's a kit. So when I got my kit, I was just like, okay, I needed the perfect place. Now, I went to Catholic school, and I was 8 years old and very excited about being Catholic. And everything, this is the start of my demise. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. But in my bedroom that I share with my sister, we had these little cubbies. And the cubbies that we had, you know, we put our favorite things in there. And because it was around May Day, which was a very religious holiday at St. Bernadette's, where we would all, you know, go around praying and, you know, carrying holy cards, I had my holy cards set up with little vases of lilacs to pay homage to Mother Mary. So that, I decided, was the best place and the only place where this kit belonged. So I demolished my homage to Mary, put up my pictures of Davy, Mickey, Peter York, and who am I missing?
Michael Nesmith.
Michael Nesmith, thank you. Oh, I thought I saw you at the meetings. And that was my homage to the Monkees, which I enjoyed for many, many years. And I remember thinking, you know, it's just, again, another one of those clarity moments is when we did actually have the May procession that we called it. And I was, the nuns were talking to us about how important it was to pay, you know, be respectful and pray to Mary. And I just kept thinking, oh my God, they're going to know that my sacred space is full of Monkees. So it didn't work out. I went on to love again. Bobby Sherman was kind of catching my eye, but I'll never forget getting the kit.